Remind yourself too, and very important to a lot of our AAT clients, is the new annual investment allowance, the AIA. This is set at £50,000 per annum, per business or per group. Now, for most of our clients, they're going to be single businesses, a lot of them are going to be sole traders, some partnerships, and some smaller companies. So, whatever it is, it's £50,000. If you happen to have two or three companies and they're in a group, it's still £50,000. Now, this is very useful. It's on plant and machinery only, remember? That means a van, but not a car. So, if you've got one of your clients who's going out to buy a new van, let's say £17,000 plus VAT, and assuming they're VAT registered, then they're going to be able to recover the VAT, and they're going to write off the whole of the £17,000 under the new annual investment allowance. Now, think about the implications of that. If I write off the whole of £17,000, I am going to depress my profits for that year. Now, they're going to like that, because their tax bill is going to drop, if not disappear. But there is a knock-on effect on that. That will affect their payments on account for the next year. And when the effect of the purchase has blown over, that is 1 year down the line, all of a sudden they're going to see their tax bill rise again with the effect on the payments on account as well. So although they'll see a dip, I think it's professional of us to remind them that they will also see a sudden rise when the effect has blown over. So what do I think about the new AIA? I think it's great news for small businesses, but there is that small scorpion sting in the tail, and I will certainly be telling my clients about those.